is not the kind that wiggle tea that you drink, not scribble, all together in a cottage she calls day.
Tales and Tea with Nanny Bee.
Is that one of our listening friends? Oh, why, yes, it is. Welcome. Your timing is ideal. The tea is brewed and my neighbor Jules will be bringing us a story any minute now. Oh, it seems we have another guest. Whoever could that be?
Hello, Nanny Bee. It's your neighbor Jules with a story.
What a coincidence. We were just speaking of you.
I brought you a tale with lots of tales today. We'll head down to the pond where three little pollywogs do more than other pollywogs do. Are you ready for a story?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, then. Piddle, Paddle, and Tattle. Pollywog Adventures. Adapted for radio. The life of a pollywog might seem rather dull, just floating around until your legs pop out, bobbing along until your arms come through. But life is what you make it, and these three little pollywogs had adventures galore. Now, I've got to stop right there. Pollywogs, or tadpoles, as some of you might know them as, can be all different kinds of frogs and toads. Our little chappies and chappettes are toads, not the natterjack, nor the spiny, not the yellow-bellied, nor the midwife. Our guys are just plain old common toads. You probably haven't seen much of them about. They like to hide in the day and hunt at night for slugs and spiders and worms. Oh, my! They sneak up on prey and use their sticky tongues to catch it. But not yet. Piddle, Paddle, and Tattle have a lot of growing to do. They were born in a favorite pond where all respectable toads meet to make tad toads. You might find pollywogs in a pond near you. After Papa Toad latches on to Mama Toad with his big sticky pads he grew just for this occasion, Piddle, Paddle, and Tattle were three of 1,403 little black eggs laid in a long jelly string. It got pretty cramped in there as the eggs grew into little black blobs with a wiggly tail. Day 10, they all burst out into the pond. The other pollywogs didn't say much. They didn't do much except munch on the remaining jelly from their string and chomp down any passing algae. But our little trio were made for more. One day, Piddle turned around to find she had a leg, just one on the back. It must have appeared when she wasn't looking. She kicked that one leg, spinning round and round in one direction. Paddle and Tattle looked on in wonder, mostly wondering when they'd get a leg. And then they took a peek and realized they did. All three with one back leg on the left side. That's when they created the Pollywog Portal. They sold tickets to their more adventurous siblings. For a sprig of algae, they would enter the portal and be spun to the destination of their choice. Tattle, although one of the portal drivers, liked to take trips himself to the tropics. There's just something about those pineapple-lined waters. The trio would take turns spinning. Paddle had to limit her turns, as she was prone to puke, just a bit. It was after one of Paddle's puking pauses that she looked down to find a second leg had sprouted. She was so excited she pumped and pushed those new legs, propelling herself around like a rocket. Piddle and Tattle saw her newfound direction, and what do you know? They, too, had sprouted a second leg. Woohoo! Yee-hee! They hollered as they zoomed around the pond, Paddle leading the way. They went on explorations under the lily pads, into the reeds. There was so much more than they'd seen before. On their quests, they unearthed all kinds of treasure. That's what led them to opening the Muddy Museum, right on the bank of the pond. Visitors came for miles around. Frogs and toads and frogs. All to see the collection of artifacts our trio found. The Muddy Museum included one pocket watch, 3 coins, and several fishing lures. The allure of those lures was unmatched by any other pondside attraction. It actually became quite riotous when the spiny toads met the yellow-bellied toads and the common toads protested. No one was quite sure why. Something about, "You ate my woodlice when I was eating your beetles." It was hard to decipher. Needless to say, our polywog trio just wanted to get back to the middle of the pond, where the toads and frogs don't live, before they started squirting out poison from their warts, which aren't really warts. Tattle was the most eager, and he just set off in a kind of sideways breaststroke, moving him faster than ever. The other two got in on the act. It wasn't until they reached the safety of the middle pond that they looked at each other and all said at once,
"You've got a frog leg!"
And so they did. All three had a front leg just when they needed it. And that swimming style was epic. Tattle had an idea. What if they take that style and gather all the other polywogs to make the very first tadpole triathlon, which in years to come grew into a full-blown mid-pond Olympic Games, but that's for another story. The tadpole triathlon was a competition with polywogs at all different stages. They had the fastest spinning round for those with one leg, the rocket sprint for those with two, and of course, the three-legged race using Tattle's new sideways breaststroke. Our trio could not have predicted the popularity of these games. All those other polywogs just bobbing around had found an outlet, their true calling. So many wanted to join in that they had to start with qualifiers to reduce the numbers. Piddle, Paddle, and Tattle thought about charging to participate, but it just didn't feel right. This time, they were giving something back to their community. Our three polywogs were so distracted by all the triathlon preparations that none of them noticed a change until one of the participants asked for a fourth event.
"Fourth in a triathlon? That's outrageous. Whatever for?"
the trio declared one by one.
"So I can leap with my fourth leg," said the now a bit timid athlete.
"The fourth what?"
the trio said in unison, only to realize they too had four legs, a head, and a tail. They hadn't seen any grown-up common toads with a tail. Did they chop them off? Did they shrivel them and shrink wrap? Did they melt them like a candle? It was all so very confusing. It wasn't long before all of the athletes had four legs and wanted to leapfrog or toad or whatever is in their way. The tadpole triathlon just petered out as each of the 1,403 polywog siblings started to grow up. Piddle, Paddle, and Tattle were nowhere near done adventuring, but as toadlets on their way to toads, they favored the solitary life on land. Little by little, the pond emptied out. Piddle, Paddle, and Tattle were the last to leave, but they'd be back someday. After they'd absorbed, and I still don't know how, their tails, and once they'd grown to the size of a grapefruit, they'd come back, like all the other toads do, back to this very pond to make their own polywogs for more adventures. The end.
Oh, thank you, Jules. You know I have a love of all things toad, like my dear friend Mr. Toad, who lives by the riverbank.
I know a poem about him. The world has held great heroes, as history books have showed, but never a name went down to fame compared with that of Toad. The clever men of Oxford know all there is to be knowed, but none of them know half as much as intelligent Mr. Toad.
Oh, that is one of his favorite poems. He does so enjoy public admiration, does Toad. The poem I think of when he comes to mind is Never Be on the Road with a Driver as Reckless as Toad. Just a little safety tip for you.
And I will remember that whenever I see a toad on the road. You know, listening friends, you can hear more about Mr. Toad in a previous episode of Tales and Tea.
Go to nannybee.com.
Go there to find out about all our stories, including The Wind in the Willows with Mr. Toad. And make sure to like or follow us on iTunes or Spotify to get a reminder. See you next week for more Tales and Tea.
Go on and leave a message for Nanny Bee, and you might be on the show.
This has been a Toad and Hole production for nannybee.com.